Time now for our series, My Big Break, about career triumphs, big and small. You know Jane Seymour from the frontier town of Colorado Springs in her hit TV show, Dr. Quinn, Medicine Woman. But long before she made it in Hollywood, Seymour was a little-known actress meeting with a couple of movie producers in England. They were working on a new James Bond film, Live and Let Die, starring Roger Moore, and they were looking for a Bond girl.
I was wearing a coat with a fur collar and a fur hat, the idea being to keep my hair off my face, and then when I took the hat off, my hair, which was very long and I sat on in those days, came tumbling down. And basically, that's how I got the role, and I was offered the job on the spot.
My name's Bond. James Bond.
I know who you are, what you are, and why you have come. You have made a mistake. You will not succeed.
All I remember doing the Bond film was it was such a big deal. It was Roger's first one. And I really became very good friends with the stuntmen because I was in one of the stunts, the one where the bus went under the bridge. The idiots put me in the bus. I mean, Roger wasn't there. No one else was there. The stunt people. Why? It could have been anybody could have played that. But I was in there and I said, have you done this before? And they went, no, we did it mathematically. We hope it works. Action. The Bond film was it. That was the action movie. I would definitely say that was a big break. It wasn't really hard to get roles directly after that. I met Renee Valenti, who was a casting director at the time, and she said, if you can lose your English accent, you would do very well in America. And so I came to America with no work permit, no agent, nowhere really to live. And within 6 weeks, I got my first role, Captains and the Kings. And I was so excited. I became labeled as the queen of the miniseries because I did one miniseries after another. Basically, I worked consistently and usually with a different American accent every time. Just before I did Dr. Quinn, I'd been married to one of the top business managers, and one day I found out that I was completely beyond bankrupt, like $9 million in the red with lawsuits from every major bank, including the FDIC. And I had no idea what was happening with the money. I was married to a financial expert. So when he said, sign here, I did. And of course, it was the housing market and he'd been getting me to personally sign. That's another story. Anyway, this point of the story is that I realized I was penniless and about to lose my home, and I had two small children, so I called my agent and I said, I will do anything, please tell the networks. One of the networks, CBS, said, well, you know, we have this little movie of the week, Dr. Quinn. We don't think it'll go to series, but just in case it does, she has to sign for 5 years, and she has to sign tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. So I said, what do I do? And they said, oh, listen, your circumstances, you know, just sign for it. It's never going to be a series. You know, it's a woman in the lead. That doesn't work. Medical show, that doesn't work. Western definitely doesn't work. Children and animals definitely doesn't work. Family values, forget about it.
Colorado Springs needs a doctor, and I happen to be one.
No one around here has ever heard of a lady doctor.
I am a doctor. Michaela Quinn, M.D.
And then, of course, it was a hit right from the start. And one of the proudest things I've ever done is Dr. Quinn, Medicine Woman. It was such a remarkable series. I've had the privilege of playing leading ladies, victims, and then, of course, evil people. I'm very good at evil, but I love acting.
Jane Seymour, actress, producer, artist, and co-founder of the Open Hearts Foundation. You don't have to be a Bond girl to have a big break. Send us your story, mybigbreak@npr.org.